This short tutorial is going to look at the disadvantages of spread betting. Now, to me, the single biggest disadvantage of it is the fact that unless you have got the right temperament, it can really mess with your head. What do I mean by that? Well, when you are betting on anything, there is an inevitable rush of adrenaline when things go right. But when things go wrong, you can feel a sort of sense of despair almost. And spread betting, whether you like it or not, will involve a certain number of losses. It's just the nature of the beast. You cannot win every single trade that you take. It just isn't going to happen. And it's very easy to fall into this trap of thinking, oh, you know, I've got the greatest method since sliced bread. You know, I've got it sussed. I can't fail. Well, let me just stop you there and bring you down to earth with a bit of a jolt. You can fail. There is no such thing as the holy grail of spread betting. There is no perfect system. People have been trying to find one for as long as we've traded financial markets, and nobody's found it yet. Whichever system you use, whether it be fundamental analysis or technical analysis or a combination of the two, nothing is foolproof, and there will be losing trades. And because of the fact that it's a leveraged investment, it means that your losses could be quite substantial. Now, some years ago, when it was, well, in fact, just really before I started spread betting, I went to a seminar that was put on by one of the original turtle traders, and he was talking about the fact that, I can't actually remember the percentages now in my off the top of my head, but I think from memory it was something like 66 or 68% of all the trades that he placed were losing trades. And it was simply the fact that when he had a winning trade, he would let it run, and it was that which made up the lost ground of all the losses and enabled him to go into profit. Now, the turtle trading is something separate from spread betting, and I don't want to get caught up in that, but I'm simply trying to make the point that for this particular gentleman, who had been full-time professional trading the markets for something like 25 years and had made a lot of money doing so over the course of that time, here's one of the most experienced financial traders in the world, and he is saying that almost 70% of every single trade he takes is a losing trade. Now, you've got to have a certain mental attitude to be able to deal with that. Now, I'm not saying that you're necessarily going to have losses as substantial as that. There are plenty of systems that will allow you to have a greater win rate than that. But what matters at the end of the day is your profitability. But can you just put yourself in the shoes of somebody who's having a series of losses and ask yourself whether you've got the mental ability to be able to deal with that? Because it does take a certain mental makeup to be able to just accept the fact that you've had a loss and to move on. And if you have another loss, accept the loss and move on. And if you have another loss, accept the loss and move on. And that might be painting a bleak picture, and I'm not trying to do that because obviously they're going to be wins as well, but I'm just trying to point out the fact that it's not a bed of roses and there will be losses, and you have to be able to deal with those emotionally. And so I think the biggest challenge that spread bettors face in many ways is themselves. You've got to have your head sorted. You've got to be able to deal with this. You've got to be able to take it on the chin and handle it. So that's a sort of big thing that maybe not enough people talk about, but I think it's important that you think about that, because spread betting is not for everybody. You know, you have to be, to a certain degree, you have to be able to handle risks. So, you know, if you are a very risk-averse person, then spread betting is probably not for you, because the highs and the lows are just probably going to finish you off. You won't be able to handle it. So that to me is probably one of the biggest disadvantages. But if you've got the right approach, the right mental way of dealing with it, it needn't be a problem. But I do think you just need to be aware that there are certain pressures because of the inevitable losses. Now, one of the other disadvantages is that some markets can be very volatile. Now, that's a double-edged sword, because the worst thing for a spread bettor is a market that's just going sideways, because in order to make money spread betting, the price has to move. It doesn't really matter whether the price is going up or down, because you can profit on either move, but it's got to be going somewhere. If the price is just going sideways, it just is not possible to make a profit from spread betting. So you don't want to be trying to trade range-bound markets, because you're going to lose. It's just not possible to make money there. So you do need a certain amount of volatility. However, what you don't want is a really violent market. You don't want something that's going to be whipsawing here, there, and everywhere, and just taking you out, hitting your stops, and flying back in the other direction. And there are certain markets which are very volatile and which can do that. And obviously, there are certain times of the month when the volatility is going to be much greater. You know, for instance, on non-farm payroll day, and when, you know, certain financial statements are being issued. These are volatile times, and if you are trading on an intraday basis, you need to be very aware of what's going on and look out for these periods of volatility. So that can be a disadvantage, you know, because of the volatility of certain markets. And of course, there are also certain things that are completely unexpected, which will still have a significant effect on the markets. I mean, you know, nowadays we live in, although you can trade around the world, you know, you can, when I say that, I mean you can trade currencies from all across the globe, you can trade shares from all across the globe, and so on, and we are living in that the world is becoming a much smaller place, and now what happens in one part of the world will have a direct bearing on what happens all around the world, and there's this knock-on effect, as you know, it's like ripples in a pond all spreading out. And to give an example, heaven forbid that we should ever be faced with a tragedy like 9/11 again, but when something like that happens, it just has an immediate effect on the entire global financial marketplace. And you know, nobody can possibly expect things like that to happen. Nobody can you know, budget for those things. Nobody can be prepared for those horrific shocks that happen from time to time. And of course, they will have an effect, and with the best will in the world, you know, the effect could be adversely, you know, going against your position. And there is the possibility that something big happens somewhere in the world, which will have a knock-on effect that will dramatically affect the market that you could be trading in. So that's something as well to bear in mind. I mean, obviously, the kind of things I'm talking about there, they're very unusual, and you know, they're not going to be happening every day, every month. They might not even happen every year. But from time to time, something does happen, and you know, it can have an effect. Something else to bear in mind is that because of the spread, you are going to be into a loss the moment you enter a trade, and that can sometimes be, you know, a bit daunting, especially if whatever it is you're trading has a large spread. You might be looking at, I don't know, let's say you're trading something that has a 15-point spread, and the moment you go into a trade and the market is not moving at that moment, you're instantly showing on your account, you're showing a loss of 15 points, and it can be a bit galling to sort of look at that for a while until things start to move your way. So you're not going to break even until the market has moved in your favour by the size of the spread, and you're not going to be in profit until the market has moved by the size of the spread plus at least another 1 point. So that's another disadvantage there. Now, one other thing that I will mention that is, it might sound a little bit odd really, but it's something you need to be aware of, is that it can become very, very addictive, and you can become a slave to your computer screen. Now, you might think that I'm exaggerating there, but with the best will in the world, when you get into trading, it's very easy to start thinking that you're going to tweak the system that you use, and maybe if you add on such and such an indicator, or possibly if you looked at doing it on a different time frame or whatever it is, things would be different. And you know, you just can't help yourself, and you start playing around and you look at different combinations, you try different charting ideas, and before you know it, you are just addicted to what you're doing, and you're constantly searching for ways to improve your results. Now, there's nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, I'm all for making improvements and becoming more efficient. You know, that's fantastic. But what you don't want to do is for it to take over your life. And I can say this with all sincerity, because I did find myself in this position some time ago. I was finding that I was just spending more and more time in front of the computer, and I was trying more and more things, trying to find a better and better way of trading, and I'd look at this and I'd look at that, and I'd keep notes and I'd make records of this and that, and I'd go back years and check my ideas on historical data. And it just used to eat up so much time. And it got to the stage where I was almost sort of paralyzed and unable to... When I say paralyzed, I don't mean physically. I mean paralyzed when it came to taking a trade, because I'd overanalyze things to the nth degree, and I was looking for so many things that had to all line up that... I got to the point where I was finding it very difficult to make trades, because I'd got so bogged down in the minutiae of it, and I had to actually make a conscious decision to take a step back and to really change the way that I was trading, and change the obsession almost with trying to come up with the perfect system. So just be aware that there is a risk that you know, you can find it somewhat addictive. But there's no reason that any of these things need to be a problem, so long as you are going into trading aware that these are potential problems and just looking out for them. You can manage all of these yourself, and it needn't be an issue. So there are obviously other disadvantages, but those to me are the most important ones, the ones that have, I suppose, perhaps had the most significant bearing on my trading. The fact that, you know, it can become a bit addictive, as I said. You've got to get your head sorted, you've got to be prepared for losses, you've got to be able to handle the volatility and accept that sometimes there are just forces outside your control, and with the best will in the world, things are going to go against you, and it's just, you know, for some completely unexpected reason, you just have to be able to deal with that. Okay, so those are the sort of big disadvantages for me, and I hope that hearing me speak about them will have kind of shed a bit of light on them and made you aware of them, so that you can look out for them yourself and not fall victim to those things yourself. Okay, so I hope you found that useful.